At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Scott Steen, one of the top experts at Winners and Whiners, is showing you why he's one of the best in the business. 17-10 run in baseball over the last 11 days, and he's got a gem of a play in baseball today. You can get it by texting VSiN 320-350-3500. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. Okay, so how about McIlroy plus 250 to win?
It's
now
way too short.
There's three
Paul
rounds left.
It's way too short. There's a lot of golf left.
Yes, that's crazy.
Yeah,
first time since 2014 in a major he's been the first round leader. Usually plays well when he's out of it on the weekend. But Zalatoris right there, good leaderboard. Even our boy Neiman 2 under.
Yeah, he's
three
there
back. Brooks Koepka again. My God.
Oh, he's fade material at this point.
5 over.
You got to lay $1.50 today with Shane Lowry against Koepka, right, in a matchup, and I don't want Koepka.
No.
Because I think Lowry can make, yep, a run today. I had Hoagie. I bet like 7 or 8 guys would be the first round leader, all bombs, for like a ham sandwich, right? I had Tom Hoagie 100-1. Rory with that insanely difficult putt on 18 to go to 5 under, and then Hoagie had a birdie attempt, I think it was on 17, and he missed it by like an inch or so. Look, I'll take the three-way dead heat. I don't care. Split it up on 100-1. That's,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
But I think that this guy's live to win the tournament. Knock on wood. I got him to win it as well. But there are a bunch of guys today that can make a run at this thing. 250 on McIlroy. You got to be nuts to bet place that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the Daily Tiger head to head. Tiger minus $5 here at Circa. John Daly, 77.5. Second round score. Only 1 over. Did a good job.
Do you want to
the power of the Diet Coke and the cigarettes?
Yeah. He looks like a real athlete out there.
That belly gets bigger and bigger.
Ooh,
every month.
Man, does it ever.
That is a front porch. Yeah, that's big.
12 Diet Cokes. That's, yeah, and a full pack of cigarettes and one. He had opened up a second pack of cigarettes yesterday.
Yeah.
Because a full pack wasn't quite enough in 4.5 hours for his round of golf.
Yeah. Spieth was very popular. He blew up. There was a lot of, Scheffler didn't play well.
Well, he was 2 under at one point, yeah, but then gave those strokes back. midway through his round, and then you had to try to crawl back after that. It wasn't really possible at that point. Good tournament. It played played tough in the afternoon yesterday.
I don't want to see seven. I'm with you. I don't want to see 17 under.
Yeah, same here.
To do this, but that's I couldn't believe that. Well, boy, are they getting carried away with this Rory business.
Okay, so what did you think of what happened yesterday in college football, and specifically this week? I think personally, Paulie, that it was a great day, and it's been a great week for college football because you have to have a villain in college sports. Saban has always been that guy in college football, but he took it up to another level this week. How many times have we ever had a coach? First of all, he's the best coach of all time, but anybody like in the neighborhood of Nick Saban, where he specifically pinpoints and says, yeah, Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M, they're doing it the wrong way. I disagree with what they're doing in Aggieland. Are you kidding me?
You're in the minority that it was a good day for college football.
Oh, I don't think I am. I think people loved it.
No, I don't think. Well, no, people said it was a great press conference, but not good for the sport. The SEC commissioner had to come out and say, this is, you know, you can't do this.
You can't. It's a rule that he can't do this.
Right. Yeah, right. Absolutely. But it's just, Saban has got to grow up here. I mean, like, what's wrong with you? You make the playoff every year. You have a top five recruiting class, top two recruiting class every year. It's like, what do you have to be pissed off about and mad about?
Yeah.
And you don't, it's not like
where's A&M, the parity, folks?
Oh, my God.
We need parity in college football.
Yeah, you're the problem. But this is, it's I don't understand why the coaches just don't come out and say, well, yeah, of course. Of course we're paying people. Things have changed. But this is, it was said by Pat Forty and others. Good for the kids. They outsmarted the adults here.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, no one envisioned, I mean, it's like the Bryce Young. The guy had a $1 million deal before he ever took a snap.
Oh, it's like
no one envisioned the amount of money being thrown around here, but the kids are getting theirs. They're providing all the labor. Everyone at the NC2A and everyone else making millions of dollars in the coaches. Good for the kids to get paid.
The running back for Texas, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
He has a deal with Lamborghini of Austin.
Yeah.
How is that for him?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As what, a 20-year-old kid? I'd say that's pretty good. That wide receiver who transferred from Pittsburgh to USC. The reports were a couple of weeks ago. He set up to make $3 million this year at USC. Okay. And you have a coach whose contract pays him $11.5 million. By the way, he lives in Tuscaloosa. And I said this to people yesterday. Yeah, Nick, sure. You're going to call out a guy like Jimbo Fisher. And by the way, let's not screw this up here. Texas A&M has as much money as pretty much any college in the country because of that oil money. You're going to tell me, Nick, a guy who makes that much money to coach college football every single year, that 17-year-old kids have been dying to move to Tuscaloosa and play for you, and you're not giving them anything? I mean, you're flat-out lying and being totally hypocritical about this stuff. It's like he has no self-awareness, but he doesn't care because he can get away with it. Where's the parity, and how dare you pay players? We would never do that. Laughable. Right. I know 17-year-old kids that live in the Pacific time zone that can't wait to move to Tuscaloosa. Sure thing. Mm-hmm. And you're not giving them a damn thing. Yeah. Right on. Yep. That's believable.
It goes back to years ago where he didn't like the hurry up offense. Like you can't, it's bad for the sport. Guys could get hurt. Can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brings in Kiffin. He completely changes how he plays. Going back to
right.
It's just like, what are you talking about?
But I just, the SEC media days are coming up like next month.
Oh yeah. I love Fisher. Confrontation. I welcome it. Yeah,
he did.
It's like crazy Joe DiVola. I encourage intruders. I leave the door unlocked. Come on in.
Jimbo Fisher was talking. He specifically called that press conference yesterday to call out Nick Saban.
Oh, he's got to. He has to.
And by the way, with the NIL deals, who cares? That's part of the gig now.
Right.
Right? And by the way, Nick Saban did this. This is another hilarious part of it. He was talking to a bunch of like local businessmen and business owners in that area at that press conference. He's pitching them on, hey, we need to drum up some more money to pay these kids.
Yeah, he's so old, he doesn't realize, hey, they can still just, they just record it with their cell phone or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like those buffoons, the Game of Thrones kids. They thought there were no recordings allowed and everything, and that's when they spilled the beans about, yeah, we had no idea what we were doing.
Yep.
We were learning on the job. It was like the most expensive film school ever.
I think this is the best part of it. Can we put up that graphic with the point spreads? This is even, it adds another layer of, comedy to this, in my opinion. When you look at some sports books that posted like games of the year, and poor Alabama, the little engine that could, one of these days, right? This mid-major program is going to be able to do something in college football. Yeah, okay. You're laying 15 against Texas. You know that guy that you called out, Nick? Jimbo? Yeah, you're laying 16 against A&M this year. 16. You're 16 against LSU. You're 24 against Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Those are the games of the year. Yep. Going to be a big struggle again this year for Alabama. I don't know how they're going to do it. How do they pull through and possibly win 10, 11, 12 games and make another run at the playoffs?
This just happens all the time in college athletics. It's like, wait, you haven't had sustained success, and now you're getting all these star players all of a sudden, top five, but I mean, what's, yeah. Of course you know what's going on.
Of course.
But this, I don't know why the coaches lie. I don't know if it's an ego thing or what. Just say, well, yeah, things have changed now. Yeah, we are paying kids.
Yep. So after Nick Saban, called out and attacked Jimbo Fisher, Fisher called the press conference, and here you go. He had to unleash hell yesterday, firing back at Nick.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been.
Oh, he didn't hold back anything yesterday.
So good. Called him a cheater. He said, I'm not cheating. This guy's the cheater. Yep. Look at his history.
This was such a good press conference. A little bit more here from Jimbo Fisher on Nick Saban's deal.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out. What he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
Jesus.
Okay, so
he's an assistant for him, too, for 4 years.
This is so good, Paul. They're lane 16. When they play each other, do you know how badly Nick Saban's going to want to win by 7 touchdowns? If Nick Saban, this might be great to file away for in-play betting. If he's up by 14 points at halftime, he will want to win. He's not going to call off the dogs ever if he can. And maybe A&M's really good this year, and that's not going to happen. But if Nick Saban has a chance to run it up against A&M.
Well, coming off a loss, too. They beat him last year.
Yeah, that's right.
The other thing.
Revenge.
Yep.
One more, because it's so good from Jimbo Fisher. There's a reason why he never went back to work with Nick Saban.
It's disappointing. No, I wasn't. No, listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things.
No.
There's a reason people don't go, I ain't went back and worked for him with opportunities.
Coach back behind
don't
the lines.
Be associated with it.
Well, he had to do it. I mean, he said you paid for every player.
Well,
you have to come put that press conference together, and he just unleashed hell.
Yeah. Again, how many times has a guy like Nick Saban, and there are not many coaches as good as him, obviously, ever, but I don't care, Power 5, top of whatever conference, where he would single-handedly point out and say, this guy, and name him, and in that university, there, I disagree with what's going on there. And this is why they're getting all these players. But Saban can also get away with this because he's got 7 titles, and he's the best to ever do it, and he's like, he's 70, what is he? Is he in his 70s now?
Yeah.
He looks like he's 53. Somehow, this guy doesn't age. Yeah. And he's like, I can say whatever I want because I can go out there and point to the scoreboard as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not breaking news, though. We know it's win at all costs in the SEC. I mean, look where Alabama was before he took the job. Yes, he's a great coach, but you weren't getting all those players. And all of a sudden, wow, look at all this talent, all this NFL talent, my God.
Mm-hmm. Jot down the day that they play.
Well, even SEC media days, what's that going to be like?
Oh,
it goes back to the conference. How about Saban called him? I'm not calling him.
No, yeah.
Well, we're done.
I'm not
returning that phone call.
I don't answer his phone calls anymore. There's an offshore book that put up if they ever got get into the ring, who would be favored? That's creative. That's funny. Yeah. I think he got him. Jimbo's a lot younger, right? I mean, a lot younger, but yeah, I think I probably got to take the young fella. Professional sports bettor Aaron Renning joins the program coming up next. How is he approaching game 2 between the Warriors and Mavericks and his thoughts on the Celtics Heat series after 2 games?
Hey, At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
They're underway, second round, PGA Championship. Bet Rivers Sportsbook's got a great offer for you. Every day of the tournament, just go to Bet Rivers and receive a 20% profit boost for the PGA Championship. Take advantage of the daily profit boost at Bet Rivers. Wide open field. Go to the app or go to BetRivers.com. See the site for details.
All right, here's a guy who told us on the air in January that the Boston Celtics were his highest-rated team in the NBA, certainly the Eastern Conference. Aaron Renning, professional sports bettor, joins the program now. I'm guessing that, you either grabbed the Celtics plus the points before all that news last night, or you were part of that big move when the Celtics and Heat moved down to a pick 'em. Would I be correct in that, ER?
Good to be with you guys. Actually, no. I was confident after game one, regardless. And I thought Horford was out. I figured Smart would be back. Uh-huh. So I went ahead and bet plus four, plus 160 on the money line. Grabbed them in the series, plus 120. And a little bit more on them to win the NBA title. And that was kind of the game plan going in. I thought game one was just a really tough situation for Boston. You know, guys, it really played out like, the Memphis Golden State first game. Memphis had that 10-point lead in the first game. They were off that, NBA penalized them. They came back from that Friday night win over Minnesota and came back against Golden State that early Sunday. And it played out like that. Boston just got, they just I think they lost a lot of momentum. I think they lost their legs a little bit in that second half. They didn't have the players in that game as well. So far, the game plan is going according to plan, but Boston still got to win a few more games here.
Well, having said that, what do you make of the adjustment? Have you seen an adjustment or maybe an overreaction like this where what the title odds were on Boston with the tough spot, and now since they blow them out, they're laying 6.5, and look at the adjusted series price now.
I can't. Nothing comes to mind without a kind of a major injury. I mean, PJ Tucker's questionable, but I mean, you could have had Boston plus 120 to win this series yesterday. Now you got to lay 270, 275. I'm seeing. I mean, that is a massive adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. You have the futures on Boston. I have futures on Boston. I added them last night when they were up by 30 some more. At plus 225 to win the title. Let me ask you, let's assume for a second, ER, that it's Boston Golden State in the NBA Finals. What would you make that series price?
I thought about it for about 1 minute since you mentioned it, Mitch. I'm going to be high on Boston. I've been high on them, like you said, since January. I can't really, my power rating just doesn't go down on this team. It only seems to go up. I would, you know, Golden State would have home court advantage if they were to play. I would assume it'd be a pick'em or Boston would be a small favorite. Going into these series, I had Miami and Golden State rated about even. Obviously, that's changed a little bit just in the last couple of days. I'm not sold on this Golden State team. Obviously, I thought they played a below-average Denver team. Ja Morant gets hurt against Memphis. They're fortunate to win a couple games. Now they dodge Phoenix and get kind of an undermanned Dallas team. I'll say this. You know, obviously we've been able to see two games in the Eastern Conference, one in the Western Conference. The athleticism in the Eastern Conference, specifically for the Boston, just lays over the Western Conference here. Just the athletes, the athleticism. Certainly that doesn't decide the games, but I can see a pretty clear difference.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm with you on Golden State, too. They might go to the NBA Finals, but they're catching a lot of breaks as well. What do you think tonight? I know you're not big into in-play, but is this be a game where you want to see how the first quarter and things go early for Dallas and what you want to do with game two?
You know, I tell you what, I mean, a lot went wrong for Dallas that can go right moving forward in this series. I mean, obviously, from the three-point line, 11 of 48 in that first game, they could not make a shot. And obviously, they're making a lot of those shots in the series before and the series before that against Utah. Wide open three-point shots, Dallas 8 of 28, 29%, Golden State wide open three-point shots, 6 of 12, 50%. So, I mean, Dallas could obviously make some more three-point shots. And I think the adjustment from – and, again, that was not a great situation for Dallas off that Game 7 win, blowout win against Phoenix, or feeling awful good about themselves. And Golden State plays really such a different game than most everybody in the NBA. Obviously, their ball movement, they don't run a lot of pick and roll. They get out and push the pace, and that's another thing. Obviously, Dallas missed so many shots in Game 1. Well, that just opened up for Golden State to get up and down the court and play with a lot more pace. You know, Dallas makes those shots. It's harder for Golden State to score in the half court there. And, you know, also, just the way Golden State played defense, the zone, the box at one, Wiggins picking up Doncic at full court, just a lot of different things to adjust to here for Dallas. With that said, I'd still maybe like to see a little bit of this game. Maybe I come in and take Dallas. I don't think I'm going to bet it pre-flop. Might take it in game. Certainly if I don't, and if Golden State goes on and wins and covers, I'll probably most definitely be on Dallas in game three.
Yeah. Let's say that happens, what you just broke down, and Golden State wins and covers this game. What would you make game three back in Dallas? Are we going to pick them?
Dallas, the opposition of Dallas has been taking money in most of these games. I mean, Phoenix took money, Golden State took money, right before the game, last night, two nights ago, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And, so I think Golden State, if they cover tonight, they would be probably a 2-point favorite.
Okay. Yeah, that probably makes a little bit more sense because the Suns were as well. So you brought up, and that was the major talking point from that first game with the Mavericks ER. 3 of 19 from downtown in the first quarter, 7 of 29 at halftime. But as you said, 8 of 28 on wide open threes. Do you think they're going to have open threes the way Golden State plays defense like the entire series?
I mean, Golden State, I mean, you know, here we are, Mitch. I mean, this Golden State team, they allow a lot of open threes and they still turn the ball over on offense. So many sloppy turnovers. It's you know, kind of amazing. They still get away with that, you know, this deep into the playoffs. I mean, you know, even Memphis game 5, game 6, a lot of open 3-point shots, 18 of 41, 15 of 36, 42 and 44%. So, you know, and I thought they were better in the second half, but this Golden State defense, you know, without Payton, without Iguodala, with good ball movement, they've allowed a lot of open 3-point shots.
Yeah. How long do you think the series goes?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I would assume Dallas gets you know, certainly one game, if not two.
Yeah, sounds about right. Did you hear this yesterday? Kevin Harlan was on KMBR in San Francisco, and he said that he heard it from two different sources that Luka was up all night after the game, sick, not doing well. This is what Harlan said yesterday on the air.
Oh, I did not. I heard you mention that on the first segment, and also remember Luka grabbing his shoulder the
yes.
whole game and
yeah.
the press conference, etc. So I think it'll be interesting if Golden State kind of gives him a little bit of the Ja Morant treatment and lets him shoot those 3-point shots tonight.
Yep. Well, I'm with you on Boston too, ER. Every time I watch him play, I'm so impressed. And what you said 2 minutes ago about when, like, the talent in the East, how it's I can't believe that, like, you're saying that, and I'm agreeing with that because Golden State can be so good, but Boston, like, you can rely on, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 guys to have solid games every night. They're so good.
And you know, a big thing in the playoffs, you know, essentially none of these guys, they're all plus defenders with the exception of Pritchard. They can all defend. And that's why I was surprised Butler was able to go off so much in game one. Still, I was surprised that he was able to score. But, you know, nobody else can really create shots on Miami besides Hero. But Hero minus 33 plus minus in 24 minutes. Tatum is playing with tremendous confidence. I've never seen him play. I mean, he's super talented, obviously a two-way player. He is just playing with tremendous confidence right now. And really, this whole Boston team is. So, you know, this is, you know, we go into the game on Saturday. You know, this is kind of Miami spot. You get blown out, embarrassed on your home court. I had actually leaned towards Miami. I don't know if I want to bet it. I really don't want anything to do with the Heat in this series. But I'll say this. If the Heat don't respond and they do not win on Saturday, I don't think they win another game in the series.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Yep, you can follow him on Twitter. He is at ER Sports One. Professional sports bettor Aaron Renning. Good luck tonight and this weekend. And as always, thanks so much for the time today.
All right, good luck. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you. At ER Sports One on Twitter. Interesting. If they don't respond, that maybe they lose in 5. One book posted the Warriors $1.20. If that's the matchup against the Celtics, Golden State would have home court. And
I can't believe I'm saying this. I would really like Boston in a series with Golden State.
Sure.
And in fact, if they're the dog in that series, even though Golden State has home court, I will add more to what I have if we get there. Remember, for a long time has told us Miami was the 5th best team in the East. It's one game again. A lot of basketball left.
Yeah.
Up next, we need to spend a few minutes talking about the current state of the National League Cy Young market. A lot changed this week.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. The projected cut is 2 over at the PGA. Your casualties as of now would be DJ, Rom, Tiger, Berger. I miss it. Adam Scott was 7 over yesterday.
Oh,
my
boy.
God. Coke Rack, they all would be going home. Munoz
after last week.
Yep. Yeah. Cantlay, Connors, Wolf. some of your big names will be going home if the everything plays out with the projected cut being two over. There's only a couple guys out there right now. Gooch is one of them.
Did you see the number that Jeff Davis posted here at Circus Sports, runs all the golf numbers on Tiger to make or miss the cut? So they opened up, will Tiger Woods make the cut? This is after yesterday's action. Yes, plus 235, no, minus 280. And I think a lot of pros were hopping in on the no immediately because that moved to, I think, minus 385 within a few minutes. I could be wrong on the timeline, but they were tweeting back and forth. Jeff Davis and Jeff Benson here at Circa.
Which put up the properly finished the round.
You know, is that
that's another
thing. Is it worth taking? Because he goes off here pretty soon. Actually, was Daly on the course right now? So it's too late to bet that, isn't it?
Daly goes at 6.
Okay.
Tiger's later in the day.
Okay. Is it worth a shot with Daly?
Yes.
If Tiger does have a WD?
Yeah.
We're sitting here.
He said he's giving him problems. I mean, if he goes 8-9 holes and then goes, I can't do it anymore, that's it. I mean, he used to do that all the time. If things weren't going well for him, he'd pack it in. That happened on a regular basis a while back, what he would do.
So we're really going to sit here at 5:30 Pacific time on a Friday morning and say, yeah, you know what? I think John Daly in a matchup against Tiger Woods makes some sense.
At 4-1? Yeah. Kid was all right yesterday.
Should I fire away?
Take a shot. You better hurry. He goes in half an hour if you want it.
Let's see here.
It was one over. And Tiger was what? Two under at one point and then imploded. But it just, forget it, but just look at the comments about what he said. Not good. Which, you know, limps in. Leg hurts.
Okay, it's
placed. Look at the quotes.
It's placed. There you go. Jeff, if you're listening, that's a total sucker bet by me and Mike Palm. Whatever, Jeff, I'll take a night here at Circa sometime. Doesn't have to be a weekend. Can be like a Wednesday night or something like that.
What are you talking about?
I just placed the bet for entertainment purposes here on the show.
You got a good chance to win. I can't load it.
On John Daly.
Loading hurts. Pressing off it hurts. Walking hurts. Twisting hurts. It's just golf. I don't play that. If I don't do that, then I'm all right. But that's absolutely, I think you got a shot. Even though the big guy with the front porch can do it.
All right.
Why not?
Now I'm going to be glued to my TV all day long to watch this guy again and hopefully somehow survive. Hopefully Daly can finish the round himself. 21 cigarettes yesterday during his round, 12 Diet Cokes, no water, 6 packs of M&Ms.
I've never heard that before. Why don't you drink water? I don't like the taste. I hate the taste.
My mom doesn't drink water.
Nothing?
She doesn't like it.
Oh.
I think my brother's like that too. He'll drink anything but water. I got to whack down a good 6-7 glasses every day.
Yeah. Once in a while, too. Nothing bad with a large glass of milk. Get one of those in you, too.
You know it's underrated?
Got that.
Milk with pizza.
Oh, really?
Milk with Italian food. I'm a huge fan. I don't know if that's because how I grew up.
Really?
I'm telling you, when you have like a piping hot piece of pizza come out of the oven, and you have a super ice-cold glass of milk... That's probably the Midwest in me talking. Oh, man. It's one of the best combinations on the planet. Anyway, I'm sure I'm going to get tons of feedback on that saying, what is wrong with you? But alas, the National League Cy Young market, a lot has changed here, Paul. And I must ask you this, because you're high on the Mets. Are you concerned at all now because of what's going on this week with
sure,
the Mets?
You have to be. It's a 7-game lead. You know, they're on an 8-1 run, by the way, score in the first inning. But Alonso pulled it out last night, but this is, you're down 3 pitchers now. So Scherzer's out 6-8. When DeGrom comes back, McGill's hurt, and it coincides with the toughest stretch of their season with the schedule. So this is something to keep an eye on. Now the Braves keep fumbling around, and you can't trust the Phillies, but definitely cause for concern. But the price is pretty big now, at least it was on them to win the division.
Okay.
But the horrible timing here with the schedule and all the guys that are hurt.
As for the National League Cy Young market, as always, you need to shop around. Because I was doing that yesterday on multiple apps. And what you're looking at right now on the screen is our current odds over at the Westgate. And they have Walker Buehler tied with Corbin Burns as the two shortest shots on the board at 4-1. If you want Walker Buehler, you can find 10-1 other places. They also have Pablo Lopez 8-1. And they're as low as 9-1 on Zach Gallen.
Did it again.
Who you cannot add him now at 9-1. I do have a slice of him at 75-1 from 2 weeks ago. You're right. He did it again last night. He escaped the fifth, but that was his only one inning where it got shaky with him at Wrigley. He's 25-1 in other spots, but there are a lot of guys that are live, and I'm fading. Here's what you can't have everybody, right? So you got to kind of pick and choose throughout by finding good numbers the entire year. And I find this a blast to do it over 6 months and have huge numbers on guys that can make runs. So I'm fading Buehler, which could come back to haunt me. I don't have a slice of Corbin Burns. I have nothing on Pablo Lopez. I don't have Joe Musgrove. He's absolutely live.
Mm-hmm.
Westgate, they maneuver this stuff all year long, and they're really good with their odds. You can find Musgrove higher than 10-1. You can find 20 or 25-1 on Musgrove. I do have a piece of Rodon at a nice number. I have nothing on Kershaw, nothing on Fried. But keep your eye on some of the following guys here because of Scherzer's injury. It's one start. I get it. Burns allowed 4 runs against the Braves. He did win it last year. It's tough to repeat. Wheeler is in the 25 or 30-1 range. I was very high on him last year. I have nothing on him at this point. I think I might have to add something on Wheeler at some point. I'm not going to put anything on Nola. I have nothing on Alcantara. But again, look at the Westgate. Peralta 30-1. You can find Freddy Peralta still around 60 or maybe even 70-1. Was awesome in his last start. If he can just survive the first inning, Freddy Peralta could be a guy in like late July. We're saying, can you believe this? Peralta made a major move.
Yep. He's 75-1 at William Hill.
75-1 right now. And, oh, I'm going to have to bet that again.
Walker Buehler's 8-1 at William Hill. Rodon is the second choice, plus 450.
Plus 450.
Yeah,
okay.
Could be liability there, too. And Matt Vasgersian said Bassett. Watch out. Take a shot at Bassett, which he's all over the board, too, with some of his prices. Because he thinks he's going to. Didn't work out yesterday. They won the game, but he thinks he's going to win 20 games.
Another guy that I'm not afraid to bet, and I already have, Logan Webb. I might add more on him at 40-1.
Underrated still. What is it, 17, 18 in a row at home?
Yep. So there's like four or five guys that I'm on, and it might add more to it. And I did point out earlier this week, I added Josh Hader at 100-1. I missed the boat because I said this earlier. I like to bet one reliever, knowing that I have little chances to cash that ticket before the season starts every single year. He was 225-1 here at Circa before the year started. I didn't grab that number. I grabbed another guy, Blake Treinen with the Dodgers at 750-1. Has no shot. But again, if you missed it, Hader has the capability of putting together that Eric Gagne, John Smoltz, Dennis Eckersley type of year. Look at his numbers. Has not allowed a run this year. He will at some point. He's not going to go the entire year allowing zero earned runs. That he will allow some. But again, my whole point is the strikeouts are going to be there. The other metrics are going to be there with this guy. The strikeouts overall, the per nine. And if he only blows one or two saves in the entire year and they win this division going away, and maybe they win 95 games, bet him at 100-1, Westgate's down to 25-1, maybe. Maybe he can be in the mix. Maybe he can be one of the finalists for the award. So if you can still find a high number on Hader, I don't think it really exists anywhere, but if you can, maybe there's a rogue book out there. I personally think that might be worth some pizza money on him.
All right. Several books, big move against the Mets to win the division in light of the Scherzer news.
Well, that makes some sense. The Braves are going to warm up at some point. They just have too many pieces not to, right? I know we kicked around the Phillies yesterday, and the feedback that we got from that area said, guys, don't do it. Don't buy into Philly. The Phillies are not going to do it this year. It's the same team as we've seen over the past years. 83, 84 wins. They'll blow up.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
They should have swept the Dodgers for four on the road.
I know.
I mean,
Harper's going to have to DH, which is okay, but you take him out of the outfield, and they're a terrible defensive team anyway. That could be a major issue. Guys like Castellanos not really hitting that well as of right now. Schwarber's hitting, what, below 200? I still think it's funny. You click on pretty much any box score after any game from any team, and you're like, how many guys are below 200 right now, or below 220 hitting? A little comical. But I like to have four or five guys. I find it entertaining, huge numbers.
Yeah, good sweat.
Yep.
And to watch every day.
Yeah, it's a good way to really bet the baseball season, in my opinion. Up next here, Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Do you concur? Coming up, a 2-1 game is more exciting than the alternative, and the playoffs in this sport are the most entertaining in all of sports. That's coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSEN Spring Specials here, $59. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. Adam Burke's daily best bets in Major League Baseball, Von Tobel, the NBA Finals, Andy McNeil, Stanley Cup Playoffs. If you want the full experience, you get daily best bet emails. It's every pick from every guest and host, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, which is a must-have. The live video stream whenever you want it, $59 to subscribe through July 31st, vsin.com/spring. Let's go.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
what, sir?
You concur.
Here we go, Paulie. This segment's taken off like wildfire. The Stanley Cup playoffs are the most entertaining in all of sports. Do you concur?
No. NFL playoffs, NHL number two.
Oh, boy.
Yep. NFL playoffs were so good the past year, past few years. I like that we've had Chuck as well. But every game that landed three last year, it was great. And not just to be a prisoner of the moment, because this year, first round didn't go well. And the scoring was out of control. This first round didn't deliver.
But, I would go. Yeah, but I'm talking about generally over the years speaking.
I would take the NFL playoffs.
You would? I have the NFL third.
Really?
I go NHL one, very close ahead of baseball. The baseball playoffs can just be so dramatic, entertaining to watch. Nothing like a 3-3 game and you got to go to the bullpen with the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh inning. What are you going to do? How do you get out of it? And that leads me to my next question. A 2-1 game in hockey is more entertaining than 9-6. Do you concur? You got to ponder.
That depends.
Ooh, I got to tell you.
I love those Gretzky teams and the Lemieux teams with the Penguins. But I can enjoy both equally, I guess.
Okay.
It depends what's going on. You can have an exciting 1-0 game. It depends about chances, power plays, all that other business.
Sure. Like, to me, and the example was two nights ago, the Rangers-Hurricane game was way more entertaining than the 9-6 Calgary-Edmonton game.
I loved Game 1, Colorado-St. Louis. I didn't like Game 2. That was a bizarre game. I don't know what. Colorado didn't generate much offense. I mean, with the shots on goals and chances, they didn't get going until late in the second period. Then they got the quick one in the third. That was just a weird game.
Are the Blues live now? This is not a do you concur. I'm not saying that
they
are.
I think they have a chance, yeah. Okay. I bet over 5.5 games. So far, so good. Again, we're on a bad run here. This happened to a friend of ours at a book down the street. This is now, what, 3-4 times in the span of a couple weeks? This is an epidemic. Too much. Sports books that move numbers on customers who are at the window without taking a bet should be heavily fined and sanctioned. And if it happens again, significant fines and a large amount of money. Do you concur?
1,000%. There's no debate.
Should be illegal.
Of course it should be illegal. You come up to the counter, by the way,
right,
to say, what are the odds on this, whatever, bet X? They tell you the odds, and then you say, okay, I want to put this much money on it. They say, no, sorry, we'll take this much, and then they move the number on you. Now you want to bet it again?
No. The Salinas story with the NFL draft, that's one thing with the draft where you think the guy has information. But the Salinas stuff was so egregious because they actually printed the tickets and then the ID check. And then, okay, now you can have it for this. You already have the tickets.
Of course you do.
What are you doing?
Need them back, sir.
But the guy wanted Hader for $500 for the Cy Young. And they said, oh, hold on. They move it on him significantly and then say you can only have it for $100.
Right.
And then at this price, which has been slashed big time.
Oh, yeah, basically
in
half.
Didn't even take a wager on it. That's no way to book either. That's ridiculous. I'm giving you, like Selena said,
right?
I'm giving you information.
Right.
You're using my information against me.
Of all the things, I'll use this state as the example, right? Because we live here and Nevada Gaming cracks down on so much and they don't allow books to do certain things. When that happens here like it did yesterday, how does Nevada Gaming not get involved? How? Does somebody have to alert them to this? Does the bettor have to go to Nevada Gaming and say, here's my problem, here's what happened, how is this legal? How did the book get away with this?
Right. It's not like it's been done for the first time.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the first time.
Yep.
That standing operating procedure.
A Yankees-Angels ALCS and a Mets-Dodgers NLCS would be the absolute nuts. Do you concur?
Yes.
Both teams, New York and
LA.
Yes.
I like Mike Palm, but I think he's all wet on this. I don't understand this Ohtani stuff, the negativity.
Oh, he's very bitter against Ohtani. I don't understand it either.
For the guy to have 40 home runs, Marsh was protecting him
right
in the lineup last year. It was historic what he did. And he won 12, 13 games, too, last year to do that. But that's the other thing with Trout. I mean, if that's the best player in baseball, he can never make the playoffs, and most people can't pick him out of a police lineup.
Exactly right.
That's on baseball, too, mm-hmm. about marketing and promotion, but he's got to do his part, too, stay healthy and make the playoffs, and it's been a long time. But I'm with you on that as well. But Dodgers, Mets, and then if you can get Yankees, Angels, the you need the star power. Big markets.
I think
and
that would
that's
be great.
That's the knock against baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Regional sport, right? I only pay attention to my team. I don't care what's going on. And then again, it's for years. If it wasn't Cubs, Red Sox, or Yankees, the ratings in the toilet.
Sure.
If it were playoff games.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not saying that just because we're talking about the two biggest markets in the entire country. I'm saying it because of the star power, right? If you could
Big
go,
time star power.
If you go Cole, and who knows about Cortez and how this whole season is going to play out with Judge and Stanton and maybe Rizzo against Trout, Ohtani, others for the Angels, and then flip it on the National League side as well if they get healthy and DeGrom's back, same with Scherzer. Yep. I mean, come on. Against the Dodgers? Yep.
I'm a big roast guy. I think you are as well. The level of excitement, do you concur? Sky high for the roast of Tom Brady. It's a roast. All gloves are off. You can fire away at the guy.
This is on Comedy Central?
I think that's
Netflix.
Netflix, one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that they've gone a little over the top. They've gotten to be a little over the top over the years. But yes, I always have been a huge fan of Rose. And as long, I think, by the way, I think Tom will sit there and take it. So I think Tom will actually tell the comedians.
Well, you don't have a chance. You don't have a choice.
He's going to say, look, anything goes here. You can say whatever you want. I'm a big boy. I can take it.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, Tom, he can be Saban. Again, I can go scoreboard. I got seven rings.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Netflix, greatest roast of all time. He'll be on that. Okay. It'll be called. But that's also where you get, if you get the right people in there, and at times it can be uncomfortable because it's like, who can outdo the other guy with saying outlandish things?
Sure.
And right. Some of these guys, they even said it. We've interviewed many of them, these comedians. There's no such thing as too soon with some of these guys.
Right. On that note, HBO debuts a documentary on the late, great comedian George Carlin today. It's called American Dream. This is definitely must-watch TV. Do you concur?
I think he's top five all time. Yes, my dad loved him. The watching the specials for years. I think he was brilliant.
He was.
He got a little, you know, little...
Well, I can tell the story.
Yeah, I don't know what happened at the end there. He was just mad at that world, but...
He was a...
But that's what made him great, though, too. He was pissy and just coming in and spitting fire for an hour.
Yeah, but he turned into almost a caricature of himself. I mean, in the trailer for the documentary, Bill Burr said, in the 80s, we went to go see him because we were going to make fun of this old guy. And then he totally changed who he was. I went to go see him when he played out here in Las Vegas around 2004. I had to do it, right? He was one of the guys. I always loved George Carlin. I had, at the time, all of his HBO specials on tape, on VHS. So I finally made it to one of his shows out here, and he was just an old curmudgeon. I'm like, I had to see this version of the guy? I'm like, this.
He's telling the audience, I hate your city.
He's playing like the entire summer. He's at the Hollywood Theater at the MGM. He leaves the show by saying, thanks for showing up tonight. Hopefully I'll see you again real soon. Next time inside a real theater, inside of a real city. And he got booed. I'm like, what? You're making half your living here. He didn't care. Again, another guy. At this point in my life, I can do whatever I want. Say, I don't care. I hate Las Vegas. Doesn't matter.
Have you ever asked for your money back? At a concert, at anything like that, event?
Only a theater, because we went to go see one of the Bourne movies, and like the last 10 minutes, it went silent. The volume didn't work.
Oh, come on. What a bad
the last
beat.
10 minutes, volume just cut
beat.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sit through it for 2 hours. All of a sudden, wait, what happened? They can't fix it. So that was an easy one, though. Gave them money. That's the only time I think.
I saw Bobby Bacala and Uncle June. And it was billed. This is when the height of Sopranos.
Oh, boy.
And it was billed as an evening with Bacala and Steve Sciarippa and Dominic. I forget the last name. But Uncle June. A night, he comes out and he does stand-up for 5 minutes. Then he brings out Uncle Junior. And he played for like an hour. He played music. It totally missed. Never. People
misleading.
Were like, this is... What is this? People couldn't believe people getting up to leave.
And you asked for your money back?
Got that? I got a picture though. I mean, it was there worth it for the picture?
Okay.
I thought that was a long time ago, but that was totally.
You were going there expecting something completely different. The way it was built.
Yes.
Yeah.
An evening with those two. Bacala just does the stand up and then walks off the stage, and then he brings him and he's playing music and singing the whole time.
That would suck.
I couldn't believe it.
That one coming.
Everyone's looking around like, oh my God.
You want him to tell a story.
Yes.
Give me something
from
the show.
That's the last thing you expected, that the guy would just sing Old Man.
No. Up next, a look back at last night's playoff action, along with updated series prices, Game 3 numbers, and my goodness, how the series price has now changed between these two teams.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service, it-winning customer service, it-winning customer service, it-winning customer service.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.